The head of the Magic Gardens in Philadelphia had an experience that changed her life and saved someone else's. She donated a kidney, and now she's making it easier for her employees to do the same. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has more.
Emily Smith is the executive director of the Magic Gardens, an immersive folk art space on South Street. Last year, she donated a kidney to the sister of a friend, and she said the company fully supported her during her 2.5 week recovery.
My staff was like walking my dog and delivering me food, and my board was just 100% fantastic.
Smith decided to pay it forward by changing the company benefits package to make it easier for her 11 full-time employees to donate organs themselves, with guaranteed 4 weeks of paid medical leave. She now mentors other people who are considering donating a kidney.
The first question is, how much time do I have to take off work? I can't afford to take off that much time. So that seems like it's the number one barrier.
The Magic Gardens has joined the Circle of Excellence. That's a registry of businesses across the country which offer paid time off for employees who choose to donate organs. The Circle was launched in 2020 by the American Society of Transplantation, based in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Its president, Dr. John Gill, said most companies see organ donation as an elective surgery, and so it's not fully covered.
This is, in some people's minds, you know, a self-inflicted wound. You're doing this to help somebody else, but your employer is kind of being asked to support you for something that you chose to do. There can be a lot of reluctance about that.
There are several dozen very large companies in the Circle of Excellence representing 1.7 million employees, and just 65 of them have used the benefit, or less than 0.5%. On the other hand, that's 65 lives saved. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.